This week's devotion is called No Worries by Pastor Eric Brown from Trinity Lutheran in Hersher. The passage to consider is 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16, particularly verse 12, which reads, "And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." I don't know if we hear how utterly snide this woman's comments are. The Bible is a sophisticated book, so sometimes we can forget that God's word often shows people at their lowest. This woman is as sassy as anything you'd find today. First off, she blows off the Lord. "He's your God, prophet man, and frankly, he's the problem since he sent this drought." Then more gumption. "And by the way, this drought means I have nothing baked and I'm running out of supply, so I don't have anything to give you. I've got so little, I just need sticks to bake it and then we are going to die." This might be where we'd expect a bolt of lightning to flash from the sky. This was as wicked and mean and mocking a reply that you would ever come across. But that's not what happens. There's no anger from Elijah. In fact, he cuts to the heart of the problem. He says, "Do not fear. I get it. You're scared and angry, but do not fear. The Lord is going to preserve you and your son." Instead of destruction, she receives life from the hand of the Lord. God's grace and mercy to you are not based upon how polite you are. They aren't based on how good you've been. Rather, they are based upon Christ Jesus, who took up your sin, took up all that you are at your utter worst, and crucified it with himself upon the cross. They are based upon Christ Jesus, who rose from the dead so that you would be raised from the dead. They are based upon Christ Jesus, who joined himself to you in holy baptism, promising you all that he is, everything, all the time. In this life, we get buffeted by so many emotions. We get driven by so many fears and put up bluster here and bravado there. Yet over and against all this, Christ Jesus is the Lord your God, and he has died and risen for you so that he may say to you, "Do not fear. Peace be with you. I forgive you all your sins. Rise. To God be the glory. Amen."